through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you two?
Very well, thank you.
Yes.
Good test.
Yeah, I just, there's one of my ears aren't working and
listeners can't see this, but Tess has got both hands above her head in a very strange, I don't even know what to liken it
so
to.
So it's because it's position snapped is this? And so it, you know when your iPhone, or not iPhone, Android or iPhone cable bends in one area and then you have to hold it in a certain point to charge your phone?
Mm-hmm. That's essentially
kind of what's happening here.
We need tape. We need tape. If anyone's around, we need tape ASAP.
This is a job that calls for gaffer tape.
This is very BFM.
I've got three media matters to discuss with the whānau today.
Excellent.
This first story, just a heads up, has some stories about men being very bad. So if you've had experiences with that in your life and you would rather not hear that, maybe just have a cup of tea for a minute and a half and come back and join us. But this is related to basically the New Zealand music industry having its Me Too moment.
Mm.
Well, to be honest, like hopefully at the moment we're starting to see stories come out.
Yeah.
Which almost universally has been acknowledged as the tip of the iceberg for what's been happening. So Ali Moore, national treasure, has been working on this stuff with Stuff, the journalism outfit, for months. And from her investigation, she published a piece day before yesterday.
Sunday.
Which has referenced Scott McLaughlin, who is Lord's original manager and the guy who quote-unquote discovered her at 13. And it seems like there has been a prolific amount of sexual harassment. There was even an investigation by Warner Music Australia in 2018, which led to him being banned from gigs and the Warner offices, and he got demoted. But he didn't get outright fired from the company. He got shipped off to Auckland. I think he was working in Sydney at the time, and because of privacy laws, the employees, by and large, did not know about the reason why he had been moved, which is obviously a very dangerous situation for future colleagues, like in New Zealand, who he worked with. Paul McKessa, who manages Benny, has sort of been caught up in this as well and has admitted wrongdoing, though it does seem to be on quite a different level to Scott McLaughlin. He's given back his Aotearoa Music Award, this is Paul we're talking about now, and apologised for quote-unquote crossing boundaries. But this is like a super important story that I highly recommend people read if you're like interested in the music industry, if you're in the music industry, if you are in New Zealand. This is a really important thing. Read Ali Moore's piece on this in Stuff. And Charlotte Ryan's done a really lovely sort of responsive piece to this in an outfit called Ensemble Magazine, which is available free. Both those articles are available without a paywall online if you look for them. Yeah.
And just anybody who's feeling a bit full on about that whole thing, Music Helps is always a good website to check out. They have lots of resources. If you or a friend of yours maybe needs to use those or wants to use those, it's really worth looking up, and they have just all sorts of good things that can be helpful, so go check that out.
Nice. Sorry, but this is still another pretty fairly dark story, but well, the good news is the guy didn't die. There was a murder attempt on a Punjabi talkback host in Papatoetoe. Five men have just been charged this week with an attempted murder charge, and a sixth will be charged shortly. This is related to a talkback host called Harnik Singh from Radio Versa, and it's a totally Punjabi language talkback station. It's based in South Auckland. It's got 350,000 subscribers on YouTube, and some of their videos have got like 2 and 3 million hits on them. I have to confess, I had not heard of this guy or Radio Versa before I had read into this news article. But apparently they describe themselves as a project of a group of New Zealand-based Sikhs who believe, quote, creations of mediocre or even dubious artistic merit are being imposed on Sikhs all over the world. So that's kind of their self-described raison d'etre for the radio station. They've had previous BSA complaints upheld against the radio station, and particularly Mr. Singh, who's the guy who's in hospital at the moment,
right?
For inciting violence. And so there's a little bit of a history of him saying incendiary things to the point where it's actually been upheld by the BSA,
wow,
which
okay.
is a pretty high
It takes quite a lot to push it to that level.
Yeah, and Hanak Singh himself has undergone surgery and is now in a stable condition. So
far
this is
out.
Kind of a crazy thing that's happened in our part of the world as well. And over to Australia. And I know I keep going on about this story, but it's bloody interesting. So both Google, I've been talking about this situation that's unfolding around Facebook and Google versus Australia with regard to the Australian government forming this media code, which is a proposed law which would force Google and Facebook to do a whole bunch of stuff with regards to news media, but in particular, pay them some money for clicks and also reveal to those news media companies when there's going to be a change in their algorithms, which particularly that second condition is something that seems completely untenable, something that neither company would ever agree to. Like, their algorithms are their total secret source and they will never part with them.
It's the 11 herbs and spices, isn't it?
Exactly. But Scotty Morrison is not backing down. And so the Australian Senate seem to be continuing to pursue getting this bill into law.
So hypothetically, what does that mean if they keep being like, nah, this is our bottom line, and Google and Facebook are like, no way are you getting our herbs and spices?
I'm so glad you asked.
What's going to happen then?
Google have threatened to pull their services from the nation of Australia.
No. Whoa! Google in Australia.
Yeah.
What do they have to use instead? Bing.
They might.
Yahoo.
God forbid. They might. I heard a tech media commentator who I think is from Auckland University. I should probably know. Say that it might. University of Technology, AUT. It is Professor Dave Perry who suggested that they might come onto New Zealand's Google service and start using ours.
What?
If the Australian one got shut down.
Whoa.
That same guy, Professor Dave Perry, described Google's business practices as quote unquote parasitic. So he's not like a guy in their favour. But it seems to me like someone's going to blink, and it's probably going to be the Australian government. I think at some point they're going to have to back down. Google are now at the point where they're releasing PR videos on their own YouTube channel in Australia, being like,
don't
hi,
you just love Google?
You might have heard about this. Look, don't you love Google? It is. It's literally like the head of PR for Google Australia.
What would you rather have, democracy or Google?
Don't you love getting takeaway and checking if your fish and chip shop's open from Google? And it's like, and screwing over the news media.
I've actually never fully understood how Google was the superior over Bing or Yahoo.
They just got in there first.
I thought they were all the same.
No, I mean, Google's way better. Because their secret source is better.
Their
algorithm is, like, more finely tuned to what you actually want to find immediately. Rises to the top. This is very interesting. And, I still haven't read this, someone connecting these dots, but I suspect it's Rupert Murdoch's News Corp that is pressuring the government to pursue this fight.
That's your spicy hypothesis.
That's what I reckon's happening. I think this is a billionaire money fight. I think it's billionaires throwing wads of $1 million cash bundles at each other until someone
like
screams
frisbees.
Uncle.
We're all just slicing. little tadpoles just swimming around in the big old pond of media money,
exactly.
Aren't we?
Exactly.
Oh gosh. That was a very laboured metaphor, but you know what I mean.
That's media bet for this week.
Heck. Yeah, let's go have a lie down.
Yeah.
Tim, that was great. Thank you very much. We'll see you next, what day are we? Wednesday.
True.
See you. Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bet, only on 95 BFM.